Vacation season is coming up, and it figures to be another big one for national parks. The parks set a record in attendance last year, and an analysis of the amount of money park attendees spend shows quite a financial impact on the communities around national parks and monuments. We have numbers for Crater Lake, the Redwoods, Lassen Volcanic Park, Lava Beds Monument, and the Oregon Caves Monument, and a couple of guests to help us understand the numbers and the impact. Lynn Kuntz is the lead economist for the National Park Service Social Science Program, joins us by phone. Lynn, welcome.
Thank you.
And Jeffrey Denny's with us as well. He's the supervisory park ranger for Redwood National and State Parks in California. Hi, Jeffrey.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks. Lynn, let's start with you. I have to believe you've been tracking dollars or visits for a long time. I mean, have there been some recent additions to the process and the quality of information you're able to bring in?
Yes, there has been. We've been, within the Park Service, we've been tracking visitor spending for about 25 years. We've been doing it for all parks since 2005. And we have a new modeling system that we launched in 2012 called the Visitor Spending Effects, which is a kind of state-of-the-art modeling for how we estimate spending within the parks.
And so so the total visitor spending figure, $18.4 billion, what does that represent?
That represents how much the $18.4 billion is how much visitors spent in the parks across the country.
And is that just the park figure? Does that include all the ripple effects in the surrounding communities?
No, the 18.4 is visitor spending.
Okay, got it. So so is the number itself? I know the visitors hit a record last year. Is the dollar amount a record as well?
Yes, it is. When you add in the ripple effect, it comes out to almost $35 billion.
Okay.
So for gateway communities across the nation.
Okay, so nearly double then from the $18.4 billion.
Yes.
So, Jeffrey Denny at Redwoods, numbers aside, what kind of visitor loads have your people noticed in the parks there?
Well, we've seen a pretty steady increase in visitation, particularly over the last 5 years. Our visitation up until last year was growing somewhere between 9 and 10% a year. So it's been pretty significant. It's been a pretty heavy workload on our park rangers and our law enforcement, as well as our maintenance crews to keep things going here. But visitation continues to rise, and we anticipate another busy year this year.
You said up until last year. So did last year not quite hit the 9 or 10% growth level you've noticed in previous years?
Not quite. The summer visitation, the early part of the year through probably the end of September, early October, was really steady, and I think we were probably on track for breaking another record. We actually did increase a little bit last year, but we've had as a lot of folks know, we had a lot of rain this winter, which caused a lot of road problems and challenges in getting here or fears in getting here. So things slowed down a little bit as we got towards the end of the year and into the spring.
Boy, I think about some of those roads like through Stout Grove. Did people get stuck over the winter?
Not so much on the park roads. It was more issues with some of the access points coming in, through Del Norte County and, mm-hmm. and Highway 101.
Yeah, certainly a couple of pinch points for people trying to get to the Redwood National and State Parks, aren't there?
Absolutely, but everything is clear now, and the roads are open, and the weather has finally brightened here for a bit.
What did you say just before the thunderstorms come ashore? But different story entirely.
Right.
All right, so let's talk more about the dollar parts of things. Lynn Kuntz, if you can unfold this a bit for us, give us an idea of what you include in the totals, how you measure the effects on local economies.
Sure, I can start off with an overview of what this economic effect analysis is. And as you know, we had over 300 million visits to the 417 sites managed by the Park Service across the U.S. last year. And as visitors spend money in the local communities, they purchase various goods and services, and the sales and income and jobs resulting from these purchases represent what's known as the direct effects of visitor spending. So that would be the $18.4 billion we were talking about in terms of spending in the communities. As this money keeps circulating in the communities, additional jobs and economic activity are supported when businesses purchase supplies and services from other local businesses, and that creates what's known as the indirect effect, which is also what we call the multiplier effect. And as employees of these affected businesses continue to spend money and purchase goods, services, that even furthers the multiplier effect. So that's what we are considering when we talk about the total economic effect, or that $35 billion in benefits. So we need three pieces of information to estimate this. We need to know how much visitors are spending in the local communities, we need to know how many visitors there are, and then we need these multiplier effects.
So is there a rough multiplier for any park that seems to be a good guy, you know, X number of dollars per visitor, that sort of thing, or is it wildly different depending on the park, where it is, and what its mission is?
We use county-specific multipliers for every county across the country in our model, so it's very specific to the local area. And the local area includes about a 60-mile radius around each park.
Okay. Is this the Gateway community referred to earlier?
The Gateway communities, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so Redwood is in California, obviously, which is the number one state for park visits. Wow, this is a big number. How many overall visits did you have in parks in California last year?
To Redwood or to parks in California?
Parks in California, generally.
I can pull that up really quick.
I can let the folks in Oregon
Yeah, the side. Total, mm-hmm. the total, it was 40, almost 42 million visitors to California last year, which was a 9% increase from the previous year.
Wow, that is a lot. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. I want to ask Jeffrey what you see within the numbers for Redwood. I mean, I got 34.3 million visitors. Is that just for Redwood?
That would be, I think that's the direct effect that Lynn was talking about. That would be the dollar amount.
Dollar amount, okay.
Our visitation to Redwood National Park last year was over 500.
Oh, there it is, more than half a million, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had almost 537,000 visitors to Redwood National Park last year. We're sort of in a unique situation in that within the boundaries of Redwood National Park, we have three California state parks. And those numbers are not, the visitation numbers to those three state parks are not included in this particular study. The state of California counts numbers a little bit differently than the National Park Service does and reports it a little differently. So, the three California state parks had over 900,000 recreational visits last year. So when you combine that with the national park visitation, our total park visitation is probably closer to a million and a quarter to a million and a half. Which just, exponentially or not exponentially, but multiplies that effect in the communities.
We're talking about national park visits and visitor dollars with Jeffrey Denny, who's the supervisory park ranger for Redwood National and State Parks. Lynn Koontz is the lead economist for the National Park Service's Social Science Program. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Jeffrey Denny, just an aside, I've often wondered about the division of labor between national and state in the Redwoods. I mean, is it all clearly defined? This is our territory, that's yours, these are your people, these are ours?
Well, you certainly have two government agencies that have their own staffs and their own systems. For the last 25 years, the California State Parks and the National Park Service have been in a very deep and intricate partnership. We have legal agreements that we've signed between the two. So we manage these three state parks and the national park very much as one unit. Our management teams work together. Our rangers cross boundaries, sort of irregardless of jurisdiction. So we're back and forth, it's worked out historically where, when the state parks are in a down cycle with funding, the national parks have been able to step in and help cover some of those services and vice versa in years past when the National Park Service, faced difficult times, the state parks have been able to cover. So visitors to the area don't care whether they're in a national park or a state park. They're here to see some tremendous old trees, and certainly the forest itself is not concerned where the line is drawn on the map.
True, true. And so it's a seamless experience for them. So when you talk about half a million visitors, what kind of pressure? You gave an idea that it keeps your staff busy for sure. I just wonder what kind of pressure you're getting for things like deferred maintenance and stuff like that.
Well, the maintenance is all, the deferred maintenance is always a challenge. Park Service budgets compared to other federal agencies have been relatively flat as opposed to declining over the past several years. So it's been difficult to keep up with the workload. We do what we can. We do the best we can to keep trails open, to keep roads available, and to keep those primary resources accessible to visitors. Some of the things that are, further away, be it, some of our backcountry areas, historic sites. Things like that become more of a challenge. And long term, when you think about some of the roads that we need to maintain and the costs for those, those will continue to be challenging in a tough economic environment.
Let's go broaden out again and look at the national picture. And Lynn Koontz, you mentioned 300 million visitors roughly to national parks last year. We're just getting close to the population of the country. So one person visiting two parks equals two visitors, right?
The 330 is the number of visits. So for each time someone goes into a park, they're counted as a visit.
Okay. All right. So it's not like nearly everyone visiting national parks around the country.
Correct.
All right. So, and I want to back up. I was talking about some of the numbers before, and I think I was getting visitors and dollars confused. When you talk about dollars spent in national parks, California leads the way with about $2 billion, it looks like, as the total economic effect. So this is a significant part of California's economy, I would think.
The parks are definitely a critical driver for local communities.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so $2 billion for California. Oregon comes in about $97.5 million, so well down the scale. Alaska, by the way, is number two behind California. Visitor spending by dollars, I noticed. Hotels get the most, restaurants second, but in jobs, labor income, value added, and economic input, the biggest category in the pie charts is secondary effects. Lynn, what does that mean?
The secondary effects is the multiplier, the additional rounds of spending. And within those are also jobs and hotels and everything that we were already accounting, that's already, it's in secondary effects too. But on our pie charts, they're just showing as the multiplier effect.
All right. So it seems like economic life would be quite a bit different if there weren't a park there with as an attraction to people to come in and hang around.
People love coming to the parks, and it's good for the local communities.
Jeffrey Denny, give us an example of the kinds of ways in which people tend to set up their visitor experience in the Redwood National and State Parks, where you find them coming from and what they do about where they stay, where they eat, that sort of stuff.
Well, we haven't really had a good demographic study to know exactly where our visitation comes from. Several years ago there was one done that indicated that probably 50% of our visitation was California, with a large number also from Oregon and Washington. So Pacific Coast, for sure, but anecdotally, I think we're seeing a huge increase in the number of international visitors coming through here. Both Humboldt County and Del Norte County, the Chambers of Commerce, the Convention and Visitors Bureaus, the leaders of those communities, I think recognize the huge impact that the Redwoods themselves have on travel to this area. We know that the Redwoods are, one of those top 10 bucket list items for people around the world. They want to see these before they go. Before the visitors go, not before the trees. The trees will be here for
okay.
a long, long time.
Sorry,
just to clarify that. They are one of the top destinations, and they're iconic. I mean, everybody wants the chance to see one of these majestic, old redwood forests. So, our communities, I think, are very well geared to providing services for the. For the traveling public. We work closely, the parks work closely with the convention and visitors bureaus in both counties to help provide opportunities, to provide resources for tour companies that are coming through, and then also to try to support those outside businesses where we can, that want to offer the services that we can't, be it bike rentals or kayak rentals or horse riding adventures or things like that.
Let me give the numbers because I did promise that we had five different national parks or monuments included here. Redwood, $34.3 million in visitor spending. Crater Lake National Park, $65.3 million in visitor spending. Lassen Volcanic Park, $32.6 million in visitor spending. Lava Beds National Park, $5.4 million in visitor spending. And the Oregon Caves National Monument, $5.8 million in visitor spending. Let's take a call from Valentine in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Jeffrey Denny and Lynn Koontz.
Hi, this is Valentine, and I live in Ashland, and I'm surrounded by, of course, the great beauty this place has to offer. I happened to pick up a book called The Nature Fix, which I found fascinating. We're talking about the economic benefit, which, of course, is huge. The other part is what nature itself does for us and how much we are now learning how important it is. There are different places in the world that have different programs. According to this book, for example, they have forest healing programs in the Green Hills of Scotland. And there's also programs for people who have PTSD in this country. And it's also, we're being discovered that being outdoors and being with nature is hugely helpful to children with ADHD. And all of us generally. I can just say that I had a very stressful day one time. A week ago, I went to our beautiful Lithia Park, and I had a half an hour in there, and I felt as if a rock had been lifted from my back, or a boulder. So I know it works.
Okay, Valentine, thanks so much for giving that perspective. And Jeffrey Denny, that's a pretty good tee up for you to talk about the benefits of parks.
Yeah. Thank you, Victoria. That really was perfect. Yeah, you know, there really is nothing better than a nice walk in the woods when the world gets too crazy and things get a little too stressful. But you know, I think parks are you know, and those of us who work here are really recognizing the value in so many different ways. We can talk about economic value, but when it comes right down to it, national parks are not and should not be judged, you know, purely on their economic input, you know, alone. You know, they are places for great reflection. They are places where you can get away from the noise and the chaos. There are places where you can see some of the most inspiring scenery and hear some of the most inspiring stories that our country has to offer. Certainly there are numerous health benefits that are starting to come out about just getting outdoors and having that time with some peace and quiet and ability to reflect.
About 30 seconds left, and again, we're talking about the total visitor spending all parks across the country now, $18.4 billion. In this report, Lynn Kuntz, any surprises for you?
No surprises. It was a good year this year with the celebrating the centennial last year, and visitation was up.
Okay, and that is the National Park Centennial, and these are the numbers from last year, I should have pointed out. And Jeffrey Denny, any surprises for you in the numbers you pulled in?
No, you know, the numbers are hard to, you know, are easy to quantify, but the value of parks go much beyond our economic input, and we just hope more folks are taking advantage of the parks in their own area to go out and explore.
Okay, a lot to do there and a lot of money spent, obviously. Jeffrey Denny is the supervisory park ranger for Redwood National and State Parks. Lynn Kuntz, the lead economist for the National Park Service Social Science Program. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.